Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
Yellow breaking news. I'm not trying to be a wet blanket here.
Then don't.
But.
Yeah, if it's breaking, it's breaking.
Yeah, it's breaking. You say what happens, right?
Yep.
Y'all notice the COVID cases have been starting to tick back up a little bit?
Yep.
Internationally and nationally?
What?
Internationally, yeah, just, specifically.
Again, COVID cases, you know, starting to trickle back up again. And, you know, that's probably how this is going to work. It's probably going to be this for a long time. Up and down waves. They're calling this one the fifth wave or whatever. Ben, how's your fantasy football team doing? Because Cowboys wide receiver Amari Cooper tested positive for COVID-19. He's going to be out this week. And he's looking in doubt for next Thursday as well, or for Thursday's Thanksgiving game. And it's the Raiders, too. Now, what are you munching on over there?
You, like, literally just set his lunch kit down, and he immediately just...
Dude, are you having a marshmallow?
So, here's the thing.
What is that?
I wondered why I lost my lunchbox. I was like, I texted my wife. I was like, did I leave that my lunchbox at home? And then I didn't realize when we got to Pluckers, before we had to cancel that remote, I set my lunchbox down. I have a very strict diet of things I can eat, you know? And so these soda snacks.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was dying. I was like, God, how am I going to make it to the end of the show? Like, yeah. And so the minute you set that thing down, big thanks to Alex and Promotions for bringing that back. So last night, before we left, I went to KT, my football leader. And I said, Kevin.
He pulled me aside. I really didn't have time for the conversation.
This after he asked Roxy about soft clothes.
Oh, God. Roxy, do you like soft clothes?
No, this was here.
Naked flesh.
This was here before even made it out to Roller Town.
She kind of hid behind Kevin before she answered. She was like, I'm good.
Why do you keep asking me that?
Would you like a negligee? From Roller Town. A promo negligee.
I don't know.
I said, look, I'm being offered Amari Cooper in a trade. Is it possible that the person who traded me Amari Cooper yesterday had inside information?
Is it a doctor?
I accepted the deal, so now I'm stuck with Amari Cooper on my fantasy team.
And he's out for one game and
probably two.
Maybe two.
Brutal!
Yeah, I'd be pissed at the person who traded. I'd be like, wait, what?
Is the person a doctor?
No way they would have known.
You know, in this COVID world, you really might be in a world where you don't need to accept trades until Saturday night.
To find out if somebody has COVID.
Like, hold on, man. There could be a COVID breakout, but I like the deal.
Aren't some people that are double vaxxed getting over it in like 3 days?
Yes. And what you're seeing now is a plea for, but you're seeing encouragement from officials to get a booster, because what they're seeing now is that if you're fully vaccinated, you still could, you know, it's the efficacy is not holding up.
I'm going to go get a booster.
For a long amount of time.
You can just go to a CVS or something, right?
I think you can.
Yeah.
It's not, like, completely official yet. Like, they've got, like, one more hurdle to get through until it's, like, go do it.
Oh, really?
Like, the CDC has one more thing they've got to do.
Wait, I thought people were already getting them.
They are. And that's the whole thing why this is all just a big mess. And it's what we were kind of talking about yesterday with the vaccine cards. All that stuff. How does anyone even know what's official? But I think you can kind of do it.
I think
you can just
go
to a pharmacy and do it. I was kind of thinking about doing it next week, too. But for sure, by Christmas, I'm going to do it. Because they've got overwhelming stats showing that people who have already gotten the booster, and this is through clinic studies and trials and all that stuff, have, you know, fought off COVID
pretty quick.
Better than
the
fully vaccinated, which is the two doses, is still doing great. It's not even close. compared to the unvaccinated in terms of hospitalizations and deaths.
Yeah.
Not even close. But now, as we're 4, 5, 6, 7 months into that, after being, you know, after getting two doses, you're starting to see more COVID cases pop up. Because, again, we kind of thought this might be this way. The COVID vaccine could be like a flu shot in the end. And if it is, I would honestly say that's good, because that was the closest thing to the cure that there is. Not the band, the actual cure. Like, the closest, so, like, we have it. So, I'm going to go get boosted up, I know. Just the early numbers are like, yeah, pretty overwhelming. Go get boosted. But do what you want, everyone. Hey, you're your own person, you know?
So, Coop is out.
You have fun.
Possibly 2 games.
Yeah.
Cool.
Possibly. So there's your breaking news.
That hurts my team, Kevin.
That hurts. I knew it did, man. Once I saw it, I was like, damn.
I kind of regret you making me make that deal. Is somebody stopping you to talk fantasy sports with you your least favorite thing?
No, dude, I love talking about that stuff.
Come on. Is it the worst? I mean, absolutely. You were very nice to me and helped me, but...
Yeah. I love it. I mean, I don't want everyone, you know, doing it, but... friends, you know?
All right. Well, you're very good at it, and you know what you're talking about.
Helping out my friends, man.
Yeah.
Gets me hard.
Yep.
What?
Wait, what'd you say?
It gets me...
I don't think
through the hearty.
Yep.
Gets me hard.
Yep, heartfelt. Okay. Yep, you have a big heart.
Eat at Hardee's.
This segment is brought to you by Rollertown Beer Works in Salina, Texas. And want to tell you what's going on out there tonight. Tonight, happy hour has already started from 3 to 6. We got three brand new beers that we are letting go today. So three, the new Mango Habanero is out. The Hazy Gonna Set It Off is out. We got three new beers. So if you head out to the brewery, and I'm going to be honest with you, we need your support. If you've been waiting for a time to come see us, it would mean a lot to us. Come see us this weekend, whether it's tonight, tomorrow, Sunday. We got a lot of great stuff going on. Tonight, we'll have barbecue at the brewery. The old school Texas barbecue truck will be there from 5 to 9. We got live music from 380 Acoustics from 7 to 10. So that's tonight. We got you covered tonight. Three new beers. Get out there and get that merch before it's gone. These super soft sweatshirts that are so soft on your naked flesh. And get out there and enjoy them. I don't know why it sounds like that when you talk about them. And then Saturday, Fletcher's Original Corny Dogs. They'll be there from noon to 7. Thank you to the Fletcher's family, Amber Fletcher, for bringing out the original State Fair Corn Dogs. Corny Dogs, sorry. Fletcher's Original Corny Dogs will be there from noon to 7. Mr. Sugar Rush ice cream for the kiddos as well. And we'll have college football on all day long. And then Sunday, we can watch the Cowboy game together. 3 o'clock kick. Shippy's going to be there spinning. And the Caribbean Cajun food truck is there from 1 to 6. So, man, we would greatly appreciate it if you guys would support our little engine that could. It's real hard to make it out there as a brewery, but with y'all's support, anything is possible. So stop by and see us at Rollertown in Salina this weekend. But right now, it's time for this.
On this day in history, throughout time, magical things have happened. Here to prove it is the only radio show with the courage to look history dead in the motherfucking eye. It's time to play the Today Game.
It's a game that's happening today. Let's go.
Take it away, you jack wagons.
Rollertown Beer Works in Salina, Texas presents the Today Game for today, November the 19th, 2021. And let's start with Larry King, who would have been 88.
What's something people don't know about you?
A deeply closeted gay guy.
No kidding.
Well, I'm not coming out, though.
Wait a minute. What are you revealing here today?
I'm not revealing anything. I'm saying I'm deeply closeted.
Well, that means you're gay.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Why would I say that? I'm deeply closeted.
No, but that means you're very, very gay, but you don't want to come out. You're so closeted.
That I refuse to say I'm gay.
Right.
Exactly.
But that doesn't that mean you're gay?
Hey, easy, buddy.
Poker face. Mama. Lasted how long?
9 years. 180 episodes.
You gave it up, right?
I did.
So. They didn't cancel you. You canceled them.
You're not aware of this?
No, I'm asking you.
You think I got canceled? Are you under the impression that I got canceled?
You? Have I hurt you, Jerry?
I thought that was pretty well documented. Is this still CNN?
Don't most shows go down a little?
Most people do also. Yeah, no, I went off the air. I was the number one show on television, Larry.
You were
Do you know who I am?
Jewish guy in Brooklyn.
Yes.
Okay.
75 million viewers last episode.
Boy, you don't take it so bad.
Well, that's a big difference between being canceled and being number one.
Okay, I'm sorry.
God.
Larry. Poor Larry. All that crap he had to deal with.
Both guys took L's there, though.
Yeah, both looked horrible. I mean, I get being a, like, I don't know. Larry King was such a sympathetic figure to a lot of people. Like, I think it's my age. I think people saw him as just kind of the crazy old guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just remember my grandpa would watch him, whatever, you know, like.
Yeah.
So Seinfeld doing that thing, it's like, okay, don't take shots at the old guy.
But dude.
But Larry King was notorious for not doing prep, it turns out.
Yeah.
And kind of being lazy.
Who was the guy, the producer, he asked, how'd you get so fat? Or what'd he say? How'd you put on the weight?
Oh, that's right.
DJ Khaled, right?
Yeah, DJ Khaled.
He's I like the one too. It's up at the luxuries.
How'd you put on the weight? And it's like immediately after. So this is the story of you know, how my brother died in a tragic car accident. How'd you put on the weight?
You get to a certain age to where you just don't care though.
Yeah. He had so many wives.
He had black socks on. He was in his underwear. Forgot to put pants on.
On the Katie Couric book that I did not read, but there was an excerpt that he kind of leaned in.
Ew.
He said, what I see, I like.
You like soft clothes, Katie?
What are these trousers?
Man, I regret that question. I think it may have been my creepiest question of 2021.
Don't worry about it. You had way worse.
Okay.
I don't know if that's good.
Just perspective is all that matters.
Yeah, right.
Guys, the great Joey Gallo is 28.
All right, kids, this is why we came out here. Joey Gallo's up. The game's on the line. But look, even if he gets out here, the best players in baseball get out 7 out of every 10 times, all right? So just don't get sad if he doesn't do anything.
Oh, he got all of it! It could be! Holy s***! Did you see that? He crushed that! Holy s***! Opposite f***ing field! Opposite motherfucking field! Kids,
what's my language, but that was f***ing awesome. I mean, that was, but guys, don't use any of the words I used.
Oh, yeah, kids. Oh.
R.I.P. Joey.
Yeah.
Love to have him back.
I would love to have him back. He's playing for the Yankees now, and it didn't go well for him there, and the New York media killed him. It was like he said something about his uniform, and they were just blistered him.
Dude, one guy came in and tweeted that Joey Gallo would lay out his uniform before the games, and if it didn't fit right, he would change. And the guy tweeted that as if it was like a bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, and they people ran with it. Oh, Joey Gallo's high maintenance and all that stuff. I'm like, God, I would not want to play for the Yankees.
Yeah, a guy literally just said that he got dressed and it was a problem.
I never understood why anyone would want to go play for the Yankees. I feel the same with the Lakers, too. When people go there, I'm like, busy cities.
Yeah.
The Bronx is just, that is terrible to get there and get around. I mean, it sucks over there. Why would anyone want to go there? Now, he got traded there. It's not like he chose to go there.
It's money.
It's money, but it feels like a lot of BS to put up with.
Yeah.
Guys, this is a monumental announcement. It is World Toilet Day.
I don't want to be toilet guy.
How does he? He must sit on the toilet for a long time when he's finished. And you said he's got a plan.
There's blood all over this white toilet.
Song.
Who was that? Was that DJ Truck Nuts?
No, that was Sweet Potato and the Poonhounds.
Oh.
Guys.
Yeah. They haven't released a lot of stuff. But,
no, but that one, after that, you don't need to.
Yeah. And kind of hit it and quit it type deal
from
Sweet Potato and the Poonhounds.
Meg Ryan is 60.
Meg Ryan or Jack Nicholson?
Jack Nicholson now or 1974?
74.
Meg Ryan.
Yes!
So she's famous for, right?
Yeah.
That and...
When Harry Met
Sally. The pickle race on Billy Madison.
Wait, why?
They throw pickles up on the wall. They're eating a burger, and they take a pickle off their burger, and they throw it up on the glass, and it sticks, and it's running down. And then while the pickles are starting to run down, he goes, "Who would you rather bone, Meg Ryan or Jack Nicholson?"
Oh, my God.
And the question was like, well, what year of Jack Nicholson? And then after that question, they look over and the pickles are really starting to gain some steam and go down the glass.
I've never seen that before.
So Meg Ryan was America's sweetheart.
Yes, she was.
For a short duration. And maybe not short. She was the best thing going. And it was a victory for cute girls.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Because she wasn't exactly super sexy. She was just cute as a button.
Here's a Meg.
Yeah. It was Meg, and she was adorable, and she was a big deal. When Harry Met Sally, when that came out, she was at that scene. She's at a restaurant, and she's faking an O.
Mm-hmm.
And
With Billy Crystal.
And later, she would go on to have a lot of plastic surgery.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's sad.
And it's not good. Like, it backfired. It didn't go the right way.
They all do, in my opinion.
Yeah. I'm not, I'm kind of okay with it sometimes. Guys, Adam Driver is 38.
I wouldn't want anyone with the coronavirus serving me my next meal, unless, of course, that person was Adam Driver, because infecting me with dessert is very much on my running list of things Adam Driver can do to me.
And finally, we would like to dedicate this award to Adam Driver. He knows what he did. And we know what we'd like him to do. Thank you.
So great.
So amazing.
What was that from again?
So that was the Emmys.
Emmys.
And that was our friend Steve's sister, Chrissy, who writes for John Oliver. And she was the one, actually every year they let writers go do the acceptance speech because they win every year. And she went out and did the speech and then referenced their running Adam Driver bit that they'd had going for a long time. Or basically Adam Driver was allowed to do things to them. Or to John, I guess.
That's fantastic. Guys, it's International Men's Day.
A lot of us are excited about watching these amateur young men.
Great men doing great things!
That might be your worst drop, Ben. That might be the one.
Let me hear that again.
A lot of us are excited about watching these amateur young men.
A lot of us?
A lot of us.
What could I have been talking
Don't
about?
Loop us in there.
You and your cronies are going out to watch all these amateur young men.
Yeah, we're all just like, what? No.
What was I talking about?
Oh, no.
God, that might be my worst drop.
That is one that we don't play very often either. I found it today, and I didn't even know it existed, actually.
International Men's Day. What does it mean to you, K-Ray? Do you want to say anything out there to the men?
Not really. I feel like every day is an International Men's Day, isn't it?
No.
Have at it.
Hey, we don't say that about you on International Women's Day.
When is International Women's Day?
It's like in March.
It's like...
It is.
I just want to say,
I know that. It is in March.
To all the brave, heroic, noble men out there who get up every day to go make an incredible living, who get out there and face indescribable adversity and overcome it to provide for their families and be the hero.
So much adversity.
That kicks down.
It's just so hard.
The front door. Oh.
You don't know how hard it is to be a straight white male these days.
Mm-hmm.
To kick down your front door and carry your sweet, sweet bride through that threshold and put her into a pleasure coma. God bless all the men out there. Happy International Men's Day.
Shout out to our international men.
Is it only a celebration for men that are international, or is it an international celebration
it's an international
for all men?
Celebration, yeah. It's not like, hey, today we're going to celebrate the, Dirk.
Ginobili. Guys, it's
Tony Fletcher.
I don't know why this is called this. It's National Play Monopoly Day.
Oh, yeah. Who is this
ghastly man. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. And you must be the Monopoly guy.
Okay, why not just be International Monopoly Day?
I think they really want you to get out and play Monopoly today.
Or maybe, I guess if they call it National Monopoly Day, it might be celebrating like business.
Yeah,
monopolies.
Right. Business monopolies.
Okay,
yeah.
So play Monopoly.
Yeah. Play Monopoly. Yeah.
You don't like Monopoly?
No, I hate Monopoly.
What about Risk?
I've never played Risk.
Maybe
maybe you don't understand it. Let me explain it.
What's longer, a game of Monopoly or Ben's explanation of Risk?
Close. I think Monopoly.
Probably Monopoly still.
What?
Monopoly's
it. What if I pay your boyfriend?
Okay, I like this.
To tell at the Thanksgiving meal a 1 hour explanation of how to play Risk.
Yeah.
And he can't say why. He just has to go and go and go and go.
He may take you up on that just so he'd never have to go back ever again. Because they'd be like, you know what, Christina, Mike doesn't have to come by.
That's pretty genius. The first time you go meet someone, just do something disgusting
or
weird.
They never want them back.
Yeah.
Yeah, what we had a term for that. What is that term? We
were talking about yesterday.
Yeah, because the term is because like my dad would do a bad job on the dishwasher, so he'd never get asked to do the dishwasher.
Weaponized incompetence.
Incompetence.
On International Men's Day.
Way to go, man.
That's fantastic. Yep. Pop-Tarts were created on this day in 1965. Someone on our show is guilty of eating raw Pop-Tarts.
Skin?
Nope.
It's definitely me. How else are you going to eat a Pop-Tart? They're so good, they don't need anything else.
I cut Pop-Tarts out of my diet, but that's how I eat them.
Raw?
Yeah, because I don't have a toaster.
I don't understand.
You don't need a toaster for Pop-Tarts.
I understand.
I agree. You just eat them out of the package.
They're
delicious.
They're so cheap that it's like if you go to Walmart, they're like, would you like a toaster? I mean, it's like complimentary. They're like $1.
Do we have a toaster or a toaster oven up here?
We might.
I'm sure there is a community toaster.
Do you really want to keep butter in the fridge?
Nope.
Butter?
You put butter on it.
What?
Dude, now you're guilty. You're heating up a Pop-Tart and not putting butter on it?
You're blowing my mind right now. Talk to me.
What's this guy's deal?
I'm listening. I'm all ears. Tell me more.
That's how they were intended.
Yes.
That's what they called Pop-Tarts. Put them in the toaster, pop them up, put a little butter on it.
They're called Pop-Tarts. I get the pop part. What's the butter part?
They didn't put it in the name. It was just a known thing that you do that.
Okay.
That's a dumb conversation.
Yeah, it's
man.
Awesome.
It's the best.
When you butter a Pop-Tart, first of all, Christina is eating them raw.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is, I mean, those uncooked Pop-Tarts.
Man, the cinnamon raws.
That's so dangerous to eat them. It's the difference between eating two pieces of bread with a piece of cheese between it at room temperature or a grilled cheese.
Yeah.
No, it's not. No.
I mean.
No. Okay, so.
Again, I think it's more acceptable to eat them raw. Yeah.
I mean, it's dangerous and illegal in some states, but okay. But with you buttering them, are you buttering the side that is blank, like the underbelly?
Yeah, the under. Yeah.
The butter side.
Yeah. It's really flat. Yeah.
Hell
the
yeah.
Flat side.
Hell yeah.
Not on the mound. You wouldn't put the butter on the mound because the butter would run.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
The Pop-Tart with the butter on it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's how you eat them.
I've only cooked a Pop-Tart maybe like twice in my entire life.
Oh, I haven't done it in 20 years, but yeah.
Missing out, Ben. You're missing out.
God, they Pop-Tarts is going shark jumping. They have new flavors every time I go to the store.
Yeah, they're like Oreos.
There's like a lemon cream.
What?
Pop-Tart, and I nearly bought it, but I'm trying to lose weight, so it's like, nope.
I'll buy it for you.
Yeah, they all sound...
No, don't buy it for
they're
me.
They're all delicious. And anyway, you eat it is delicious. They're all fantastic, and I miss them. All right, coming up next, it's time for an audio bubble bath. Where are you going to take us, young Kevin?
Well, we've got a new song from DJ Truck Nuts, and the Dallas Cowboys Thanksgiving halftime show has been announced.
Oh!
We'll discuss next.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.